Welcome to the show. You are listening to our pre-draft episode. It is draft day on Saturday, August 26th, and we are poolside with donuts, champagne pop, there it is, and mimosas to rev up for the draft, as has been tradition for the past several years. For any new listeners to our podcast, first of all, welcome. We are a weekly podcast. We cover the show, a fantasy football league out of Granite Bay, California, entering year 20. Two decades of the show. We are so excited. Thank you for listening. We're glad to have you. All the banter, all the rivalries, all the friendships, the trash talk that makes the show great. We got you all covered for that here on the show. Please subscribe to the pod, and we hope you enjoy our show, and we hope you feel our excitement for the draft. Here we are sitting at 10 a.m. draft in just a few hours. My name is Bub, and we need to go around and introduce who else is here representing the show. We got Harvey here, pouring champagne.
Harvey's by you. What's up, Bub?
How's your summer been, Harvey? How's draft prep? How you feeling about today?
Feeling amazing. Hyped that I'm three. I think three's awesome. And yeah, ready to go.
Love it. Stev's here, defending champion of the show. Now, his co-commish is not here. We'll get to who's not here in just a few minutes. But Stev, how does it feel to be defending champ headed into the draft?
Just really excited. Glad to be here. No surprise this year. And just looking forward to taking a couple superstars and getting up on the right foot. So
we've got Ross and Ryan here representing the Dose franchise. Now, I texted Ross this morning. I said, hey, when's the team name reveal happening? I'm putting together my notes and prep for the pod. He says he thinks it'll be obvious when they arrive. Now, so what we got here is we got Ross and Ryan matching shirts. Is there anything you want to reveal right now, or do you want to get to it in a little bit?
You know, bowling shirts. Some say we look like Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's in a television show called 2.5 Men. My counterpart Ryan just had a half man for himself recently. Two in Spanish is dos. We are dos and a half men this year.
Wow. Beautiful. We're off and running with a team name reveal already. I absolutely love it. Now, next to Ross and Ryan, the guy wearing a black t-shirt with a star on it, it is the star. Scotty is here, co-commish. Scotty, how you feeling about today?
Feeling amazing. So happy to be here and not golfing or doing something else. But we're ready, and we will be flexing a little bit this year. We have won a championship in another league, and we will be showing off the ring as good luck for today.
Wow.
So we're ready to go.
That's a hell of a ring.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. To my right is my co-commish, or my co-GM, Kevin Cox, out of Houston Heat.
Yes.
Kev, how you feeling about the show? Another year, and we're excited.
Feeling great about the show. It's so beautiful here in California, and I just love this tradition more than anything in the world. And lucky number 7, Bub, we're ready.
That's right. And a special guest on the pod today, Mark, I don't think you've been to many of our pre-draft poolside podcasts, usually getting the house ready and getting the cookies in the oven and all that good stuff. But Mark, we're thrilled that you're here with us to get ready and rev up for the draft. How are you feeling about today and the 20th season of the show?
Well, now's as good a time as any when you've been involved with this show for 20 years and you can't sleep at night, then things happen in the middle of the night. And this is what happened last night. I started thinking about my team name and the show, and it's been 20 years, and here we go. This is set to the tune, you all should know, and if you don't, go back and do your homework, Beatles, Sgt. Pepper. It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Santor taught the boys to play. Although it's been a little while, it's still guaranteed to raise a smile. Sergeant Santor's Fantasy Football League. The show. That's it.
Wow. Sergeant Santor?
Sergeant Santor.
Wow. Sergeant Santor. Wow. That's amazing. I think we've won the show. Hey, we got our champagne poured. Let's just cheers to Sergeant Santor. Cheers to the show.
Cheers.
Let's have a great day, boys.
Excellent. Start to the pod.
Great start to the pod. So now you say that, Scotty, but there are some people not here. And Andrew decided this morning to play in a golf tournament at Diamond Oaks, four-man scramble. He even dragged Steve to play in this golf tournament. So they are not here today with us to get ready for the draft. I assume they'll be on time to the draft, but you really never know when it comes to the DL, Kev, as we know. So Andrew specifically asked me for the moment the podcast was starting. Now, he was very cryptic. We have no idea what he had in mind. Is there anything on the site? Has anybody heard from Andrew or received anything?
No. I hate that guy.
I forgot.
He's still chain champs on the site.
So there's nothing. Wow. We have nothing from Andrew. Okay. Well.
So embarrassing.
Harvey, I mean, this is not a good start for Andrew and Brandon.
It's Derby Bov. just, I love golf, but, I mean, today's a day you block out years in advance. You're part of this backyard crew one time. You're part of this backyard crew every time. And for him to just bail on a stupid golf tournament, take my dad with him, that's not fair to him. Andrew, the most auto derby, more auto derby than Gus, more auto derby than Menard. Just lock it in, Buff. He's done. He's done.
I mean, Ross, this is like, first of all, he's not here. Second of all, he hyped up something, needing to know when the pod was going to start. We got nothing, no update. I mean, are you with Harvey? Is this, like, next level embarrassing for this franchise?
Kid's a clown. there's 365 days in a year. 364 days to golf. One day to draft. That's just... I feel terrible for my buddy Stav over here because Steve got dragged into this and... Steve's got a lot of slack to pick up to just try to make the playoffs.
Well, and they used to be partners, so I was wondering if there's a coup going
on.
Am I going to have to be with Brandon this
collusion? Possible collusion?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just got a text from Andrew.
Oh. I have received one as well.
Okay.
2 minutes ago.
It says Goomba.
No way.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
That's all it says?
It just says Goomba.
Is that a word?
Anything on the site? Now, Scotty, let me have you jump in here. Andrew's been teasing letters for a month now. He was
TT
Treasure Trackers a couple years ago. TT
CC.
Chain Champs last year. CC. He teased GG like in July. What do you think? What do we got going on here?
I mean, we've had a lot of discussion. We all think the second G should be Goomba.
Yep.
We don't really care what the first G should be.
Golfing Goombas. Oh my God.
I like grumpy Goombas because Goomba's pretty grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's not Goomba, in some way, shape, or form, he definitely is Derby bound.
I mean, Harvey, would he redeem himself if he actually does Goombas? We all want it.
I don't know about redemption, Bov. It'd be a step in the right direction.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I still say auto derby.
Maybe a
Goomba or no Goomba.
Choosing the path of relevance by being Goombas. Okay. All right. Well, we'll wait and see with Andrew, I guess. So, you know, on this pod, poolside, morning of the draft.
Birds are chirping. Like,
I mean,
geez.
It's great. We got our mimosas. We got donuts here. Anybody can get up and help themselves to a donut as we settle in for the pod.
Shout out Bill's Donuts, Granite Bay, California.
Shout out Bill's in Granite Bay.
Beals.
Absolutely, Beals. Thank you, Bill, for making our donuts this morning when Steve and Chris went to pick them up.
Harvey. Oh, yeah.
And Harvey.
Before 7 a.m., out the door. Chris. Just
beat the line.
Yeah.
It's one of many traditions that go into this. So I guess let's go around and just share some of the ones that we love, whether it's in the hours before the draft, as we're sitting here right now, whether it's during the draft. I mean, we've done a few of these. This is our 20th one. Mark, anything that you especially just cherish about our draft? And, you know, a lot of leagues have moved to online and we're still in person. We're still doing stickers.
I just love when people make picks and snarky comments come out from around the room. It just makes me smile. And I know that doesn't happen online. You know, I mean, there's a few, oh, good picks. And then there's a few, oh, my God, that was my next pick. I just love when somebody gets sniped like that.
And the longer we've done this, I mean, go back 20 years when these guys were all in junior high, much different. Now that everybody's grown and has that capacity for snark, it's just great. It's great, and we have some out of town drafters, and that's fine. Everybody just has to do what they can. But yeah, when you see, you know, Don look up from his magazine, and you see, and you got
Dana Kicker,
Mark and I are drafting next to each other this year. Like, we know there's going to be some sniping and some cursing under the breath. Damn it. And it's going to be awesome. Scotty, how about you? Draft day traditions that make the show great. What do you got?
Yeah, it's just the whole day. It's the mimosas. It's the pod. It's people flying in to be here. My favorite part always of draft day, though, is when you see somebody go to the right side of the room or the left side of the room to know if they're going for the receivers or the running back quarterbacks.
And sometimes it's a fake out.
Yeah. And sometimes people don't know and they go back and forth. So it's always fun to see someone grab that sticker and you can guess who it is.
Are you referring to yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, someone who sometimes doesn't know what to do?
Yeah, definitely me. It's a calculated decision. Well thought out.
Oh, man, I love it. Ross, Ryan. I mean, you guys haven't been here since the beginning, but you've been in the league since it really, you know, we found our legs and it's gotten good. Traditions for the draft that you guys personally enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, seeing this guy every year, you know, we live far apart, but it's always good knowing that we'll see each other as well as all you guys as well. And just, yeah, the full day is a fun experience, you know, friends, alcohol, and football, I can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, the reunion's probably my favorite part, but even just getting on the flight, knowing that I'm coming to the draft is a big one. I'm sure these other out-of-towners can attest to that. Yeah, the reunion, seeing you guys is my favorite part.
People can't believe when I tell them that I'm traveling for a fantasy football draft. Yeah. They're like, wait, what? You're going up for like a day and a half? For a fantasy draft, like, you guys don't just draft online. I'm like, I'm gonna stop you right there. You don't understand, like, this league is special, and you show up for this league's draft.
Some of us show up.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine missing.
And it is very unique. It's a destination draft for sure.
And Bub, you can't win the show if you're not at the draft.
This has been established.
Been saying it for years. Wow. So if anyone's listening and drafting remotely, I encourage you, come next year.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen.
Yep.
Even if you're here for 48 hours. I had a coworker, you know, when he found out I was coming out here this weekend, go, oh, that's an expensive draft, and it don't matter.
Don't matter.
That's
you just
right.
Got to go.
Priceless.
Once you get your hands on that trophy, like Kev just said, you can't put a price on
once
that.
Once you feel that trophy, your perspective changes immensely. So
you're living test.
Absolutely,
you did it.
Harvey, how about you? That, draft day traditions. I mean, no other
what
leagues.
What all these guys said. Like, I was sitting out here with Bob and Kamish before everyone rolled in, and I got a perfect view of our door that goes into our house, and just sitting here wondering who's going to walk out next. Get to see Scotty walk out with his stupid, just plain star on a black shirt. I get to see Ross and Ryan. I mean, Ross lives in Vegas. I never get to see him. They come out with matching outfits. Like, how do you beat that?
I don't know.
And then I see Kev, who I see once a year, and give him a big hug. That's what it's all about for me, Buzz.
Yep.
That's why I can't get into that other stupid league. Just, you can't beat the show. You can't.
Cannot beat the show. We could not be more excited for the 20th season, the 20th annual of the show draft. I'm sitting here. I can't believe it's here. Can't believe we made it to August 26th.
By the way, Andrew just texted me the word gang.
Oh my God, it is Goomba Gang.
Is it? Is there any update on
CBS?
Does
anyone else have a text?
No.
No. He's just texting us
He's texting random people.
That's pretty crazy, honestly. He's just texting all of us individually different things.
Wow.
I kind of like that.
No, that's a top tier team name, for sure. Yeah.
Now, speaking of texting people different things, Dose has the first pick this year. If you listen to the Lotto pod, you know how that came down to some serious excitement with Dose getting the first pick. Now, everybody has been trying to ask, who's it going to be? Who's going one? And people are getting texted emojis. People are getting texted GIFs. I asked Ross if you could choose a Pokemon that represents your first pick, what would it be? So we've all been trying to get to the bottom of this, and I don't know if we want to collectively put the clues together and try to figure out who it's going to be. Harvey, what did you get when you asked for who the first pick is going to be?
I get a damn shrimp emoji every time I ask. And no lie, I mean, you were there, Bub, but Ross, he'll think this is hilarious. Me and Bub are in the back room just chilling last night. We overhear a conversation from the kitchen.
Yep.
Andrew and Steven are literally talking about shrimp and seafood and what that could mean. And it's just, it's been the talk of the town for ever since.
Young? Huh? Bryce Young.
Oh, because he's little, because he's small.
No, but those are connections we've been trying to make.
Yep.
And I've come to the conclusion that he's just a full-on troll. And he's taking CMC, but we'll see. We'll see.
So you're at least sitting here right now of the mind that the shrimp means absolutely nothing.
The shrimp is a full-on Andrew-level troll.
Wow. Like, we went way into outer space with this. Uh-huh. Shrimp. Yeah. The shrimp could be like Bubba Gump, Forrest Gump in Alabama, an Alabama player.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Like we were thinking shrimp, yeah. LSU.
Jalen Hurts? He was on Alabama.
Sort of the cuisine, the Cajun cuisine.
I heard you guys talking last night. You guys were talking about what cities are seafood and like shrimp well known.
We were just totally down the rabbit hole with it.
Yeah.
I love hearing that you overheard that from the kitchen.
We did, yeah. I mean, that's all people were talking about in the house last night. Scotty, did you get anything? Do you have any clues that you can add to our little...
I mean, like, I've heard some names. Me and Ross are fortunate enough to play Call of Duty every once in a while, every couple weeks. God. We've got an extra little level of bonding there. Yeah. I hear little tidbits here and there. I've heard a name. I don't know if it's true. But I will say, once we get into the later part of the pod, what we're going to expect from the day, I think there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks. I think there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks in round one, so that could be an option he goes.
So, Mark, let me put you on the spot as commish. If you had the first pick, who would you pick? Or is there not an obvious first pick this year? What's your...
I don't think there's an obvious first pick this year. I think it depends on your strategy. That's why when we did the lotto, I was hoping for sixth pick, which is what I got.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a couple of running backs, there's three quarterbacks, you know, there's like four great receivers. Any of them, you know, could end up being the best fantasy player this year. So there's no obvious number one this year, so I'm happy to be in the middle and get to my second pick quicker.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ross, Ryan, do you want to leave us with, before we move on, we'll talk about our new rule in a second that was approved, but before we move on, you want to give us one final tease on who may be going number one?
Absolutely. I will tell you, the shrimp meant absolutely nothing.
Oh my God.
I was cooking shrimp the first night. And decided to send the emoji of that. So I apologize for wasted time and wasted thoughts. But yeah, shrimp meant nothing.
Unbelievable. Wow, that's amazing. Well, that right there is what makes the show what it is that one little thing like that can send people down a multi-hour discussion about what it could mean. And Harvey, you nailed it, Harvey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
How about our new rule? So if you listened to our lotto pod, we have been for years trying to solve the problem of playoff roster moves. And I think we came up with a solution that's going to work. And the league seems to think so because there were no votes against it and really no discussion against it. So, Mark, I'm sure you'll go over this at the draft, but just here on the pod, do you want to just summarize the new rule for playoff rosters and playoff roster moves that will be implemented this season?
Okay, once the Derby is complete and we have our top eight ranked playoff teams, immediately after that, we will have a supplemental draft, and during the next day, every team in the playoffs only will be able to add two more players of any type. They will draft from rank 1 through 8 first, and then we'll turn it around and draft from 8 to 1 second. So you will have a 19th and a 20th player on your team of your choosing. Once that happens, your roster will be locked for the remainder of the playoffs. No matter what happens, if you lose Patrick Mahomes or CMC or anybody else, tough cookies. You go with what you got. If you want a backup quarterback, they better be on your roster. If you want to back up anything,
you better. That's a sign, no backup quarterback.
So that's the way it stands, and no beefs about, oh, my best guy got injured. We're just going to go with the 20-man roster, and the better you plan ahead, the better prepared you are, the better your chances of making it through. The only exception to that is the kicker position. The kicker on your team will be assigned to the NFL team that they play on, and if the kicker gets injured, any kicker and any kicker points on that team, including the replacement during the same game, will count as regular kicker points. That's the only exception.
That's cool. So fair. And
I have
so
a question,
fun.
Mark. Will the QB max stay the same in the playoffs?
The QB max will stay the same. It's going to stay at maximum of 4 QBs per team. Otherwise, we don't have enough quarterbacks to go around. And we don't want quarterback hoarding, which is why we put that in place. Otherwise, you could end up with 5 or 6 quarterbacks and absolutely no one.
Okay, there it is. We hope, I mean, Harvey, this has been an issue for years, and we hope that this is going to once and for all solve the issue of playoff ad drops and all that stuff.
Yeah, hopefully all the drama's gone, Bov. I think this is very fair and fun, and props to the commish for coming up with it, and props to everyone for voting and participating in the vote, and... yeah, I'm pumped for the playoffs.
All right. Okay, not too much left. I thought one thing that would be interesting, because the NFL landscape changes every single year. Mark talked about some of the high-end guys that could be candidates for early first round, but there's a lot of uncertainty in the league heading into this draft, and I wanted to see if people were willing to share something they're wondering about that they just can't wait to see how it unfolds in this year's draft. Anybody have one that you'd like? Anybody want to start?
I'll start.
Yeah.
I want to see how early Dana picks a defense.
I want to see what Don's mustache looks like this year. That's always important to me. And looking forward to him drafting a player 5 rounds too late.
He's helping
multiple times.
All right.
That warms my heart.
Scotty, you got one? Something that you're just really curious to see how it plays out in this draft?
I just want to see the quarterback situation. I mean, how many blue stickers are we going to see in those first two rows? Could be a lot this year. Maybe more than previous years. So, see how that goes.
Yeah, with the uncertainty at running back.
Yeah.
And the depth at wide receiver, how many people will go quarterback? Are we going to have 5 QBs in round 1? Are we going to have 7 or maybe 8 early in the first 14, 15 picks? So that's a good one, Scotty. I'm right there with you. Very interested to see how that plays out.
Just to jump in on running backs, because, you know, we continue to see more of these committee you know, approaches for running backs. And we say every year, going off what Scotty said, we expect more quarterbacks to go early, but it never really happens if you look year to year at the board.
Yeah.
So with this year having such a limited tier one in running back, and the Jonathan Taylor uncertainty, and you know, the growth of the committee approach, it'll be interesting to see if this is finally the year that that swings, or if people stick with it and see the value of having that true RB1 on your roster.
Well, on that note, so, you know, when we were sitting around, you and Harvey and myself and Andrew last night, trying to, we went through the first round trying to think of, okay, who might everybody pick? And we actually looked back at the previous five draft boards, and Mark, you and Don have picked a round one running back in each of the last five drafts.
Wow.
So it's like, is that a tendency? So when we think about, okay, are more QBs going to go in round one? There are, you know, people, when it comes down to it, when it's put up or shut up time, people have in the past, some people have defaulted to that high end guaranteed volume running back. What were you going to say?
And Don and I have won how many championships during Zero. Those last 5 years?
So we'll see if the tendencies break, if people decide it's, yeah, well, we love learning on this show. So have we learned, and will we break tendency and switch it up and try something new? We'll see. Harvey, or did I skip you guys?
Yeah,
Ross, Ryan, something you're looking forward to, something you're wondering how it's going to play out in this year's draft, either one of you, or?
Yeah, well, I'll just say, you know, with, it's kind of already been said, but with the running back position, you know, in the NFL, it's kind of been devalued. You know, there's been a lot of talk about running back's value this offseason, and just, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that translates to the draft today, and just with a couple big names at running back kind of having big question marks around them with Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs. We'll see how far they fall.
QB thing's craziest for me. I want to set the official over-under of round one at 5.5 quarterbacks.
Wow. Over. Scotty, you're saying over. Wow. Kev's saying over. Harvey?
Under. High.
Under.
For sure.
Wow.
Under?
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Scotty's going to take three of them.
He doesn't draft first till 14 Matt Ryan comes.
Yeah, no Matt Ryan for you this year, Scotty. That's going to be a change.
Andy Dalton's on the board.
Andy Dalton's back up. Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah,
Dalton and Ryan, dude.
Stev, any question marks for you? Any uncertainty? What, something you're wondering?
Well, if the QBs fly off the board, we're picking at 9, so our pick's kind of made for us. We're going to take the value. We're not going to be afraid to stray away from the QBs in round 1 and 2. Coming off our championship last year, we did go 1-2 with the QBs, and we did the same thing the previous year and got back in the semifinals. So it's worked out for us, but if that value slips down the board, any player can get injured. It's not just running backs. We talk about running back ones getting hurt, but quarterbacks can go down, receivers can go down as well. I also think Kelsey is going to be taken possibly early round 2, maybe even end of round 1.
Wow.
Because I think he's so far apart from – it's just he never gets hurt, guaranteed.
Wow, he's selling me.
Kiss of death right there. Yeah. Yeah.
No, guaranteed 1,000 yards and probably 10-plus touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I don't – there's just very few guys you can find like that. So I think people are going to be kind of wide-eyed when he gets taken early, but it's probably a good pick. Don't know if it'll be us, but
– Harvey, you got anything that you'd like to toss out there?
Nah, just freaking out about one. There is the unlikely scenario that could make Harvey have a tough decision.
Okay.
But we're hoping that doesn't happen like it did. Well, it worked out last year. But yeah, I'm just worried about Ross and Don. And then at 3, I'm going to get the cornerstone of my franchise this year.
All right. Love it. Well, this has been a great show. We're thrilled. We're at this point, it's 10:40. Draft is at 2. We're just a few hours away.
Wow.
And you guys are going to be car barring in just a few hours from now, and we'll be walking in the front door, and we'll see the board and all the stickers and everybody, and it's just one of the best days of the year, hands down. The only thing left to do, now we've had two team name reveals so far. We have Dose and a Half Men. We have Sergeant Santor. Stev, you have told me that yours is not being revealed on the pod, but it will be revealed today.
My partner is not here, so I will.
Wow.
I will be waiting to make any comment on team name.
Okay.
And we'll leave it at that. Sorry about that.
Kevin and I are also not revealing our name on the pod.
It's not Beam Team?
No. This is just, I love the Kings. I'm all in on the Kings this year.
Yeah, go Kings.
But go Kings. Kev and I will be showing up to the Santor house in shirts that will very obviously reveal our name. So,
love that. Is the pod not good enough for you to do a reveal?
No, I want to give the spotlight to the ones who typically do this on the pod. And I'm looking at two people right now who I think are ready.
Whoa. Me first?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we are ready. we're continuing the Star franchise. Have not gotten a ring with the Star franchise before. You know, last year we were a fictional character. We were Star-Lord. Didn't really work out. So we're trying to be back to business. Just have really good players. Five-star players. That's not the team name. But here's the song. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Out. You're an all-star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Wow.
It literally says, get the show on, get paid.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
So we're the all-stars this year.
All-stars.
Wow.
All right. Peak team, man.
Nice. Yeah, that's great.
I love it.
I love the throwback for Smash Mouth. I think I'm going to go watch Shrek.
Shrek is
yeah.
Yeah. Shrek
on leading up to the draft. Yeah, there we go. All right, all-stars. We love it. And before we get out of here today, Harvey, the floor is yours.
Same thing as Star Above. Harvey has somehow still not won a title. He will be sticking around until he wins a title. And then he will be walking off into the sunset and moving on to bigger and better things. We are running out of words. but I think this is a few years overdue, and it just makes too much damn sense.
Can't wait to send these pussies to an island where they're surrounded by water, standing on some highland, looking out to the sea, wondering what happened. How did Harvey do that? Got our asses kicked in.
So we're Harvey's island.
Oh,
this guy went to some random ass island this summer. Dirks. I didn't like that. I'm the island guy. This is my island. If this doesn't win the show, it's really going to be scrubbing the bottom of the barrel for ideas. So this, like I said, few years overdue. Harvey's Island's ready to go.
All right. We'll end the pod on one of the most iconic diss tracks that's ever been recorded and released. For Harvey, for Stev, Ross, Ryan, Scotty, Mark, Kev, Buff signing off. Let's draft.
What came on?